Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Pei Zayin in Maseches Yuma, the second to last daf in Yuma. Our Gemara is going to continue with the Agadita about the Chashivus of Tshuva, as well as an Amud Beis many halachos of Vidui and Tshuva on Erev Yom HaKippurim and Yom HaKippurim itself. We left off quite a bit in Pei Vav Amud Beis, because Pei Vav is a very long Amud. We are about 15 lines from the bottom. The middle of the line that starts off, Tanur Rabban Averos Shehizvada Aleihen Yom HaKippurim Zeh. First word on the line is Al Shlosha Pishe Yisrael. So let's pick up and continue on with the Agadita about Tshuva. Beautiful Gemaras. Pei Vav is a very important daf in Maseches Yuma. We did some of it yesterday, for example, the chashivus of how people perceive others and the importance of them in the eyes of others vis-a-vis, particularly, how they represent Torah and Tshuva. Now our Gemara begins to discuss what is the story in regards to Averos that a person did Tshuva on in previous years. So again, first word in line is Al Shlosha, about 17, 18 lines up from the bottom, Pei Vav and Beis. Tanu Rabban, Averos Yisvada Alein Yom HaKippurim Zeh, Lo Yisvada Alein Yom HaKippurim Acher. Averos that a person did Vidui on for this Yom Kippur, there's no need for him to do Vidui on those Averos on the next Yom Kippur. Vimshana Behen, but if God forbid he repeated those Averos, Tzarech Levadus Yom HaKippurim Acher, then he needs to repeat the Vidui. Vimlo Shana Behen V'chazav Yisvada Alein, and if he doesn't follow the above prescription, he did not repeat, yet he did Vidui. Chazal don't look at this so positively. Alava Kosav Omar, on him the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Kechelev Shov Al-Kav, Al-Keo, Kisil, Shone Bivalto. Just like a Kelev returns to eat that which he vomited, so too a person shouldn't return and eat his Averos, because that's like eating his vomit as long as he had done Tshuva. Belazar ben Yaakov Omer, Kol Shekein Shuv Meshubach. Wow, a lot of extremes over here. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says the exact opposite. Certainly it's Meshubach, Shenemar, and he quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, Ki Feshoai Ani Eido V'chatasi Negdi Samid, my sins are always in front of me. Elamani Mekayim Kekelev Shov Alkeah. So what is the pasuk referring to when he uses the metaphor of someone who repeats doing something is like a dog who returns to his vomit? Ki Rav Huna, Damar Rav Huna, Kivan She'avar Adam Aveir V'shana Ba, Hutru lo. Since someone did an aver and repeats it, then it becomes heter to him, like a dog who returns back to the vomit, returns to the bad thing. Asks the Gemara, hutru lo? The Gemara clarifies, it becomes mutter just because you repeated it. Becomes mutter, hutru lo sagadaitich el ema nasis loike heter. It becomes to him like as if it's mutter. And that's what the pasuk is bringing out. The Gemara teaches us another halach in vidui, which is important. About 12 lines on the bottom, first word online, pei vav and beis. Vitzarech lifroit es hachet. A person needs to spell out the avera. This is halacha lemais as well. Halacha from the daf, and that is that a person needs to spell out in his vidui his averos. And in fact, the poskim say it's not enough even to just say achet shechatanu lefanecha, to mention that particular avera. Let's say achet shechatanu lefanecha b'loshen hara. If he remembers that avera, he needs to spell it out. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Shmois, where Moshe Rabbeinu was begging for the forgiveness of Klal Yisrael, ana chot ha'am azecha ta'og gedola. Moshe Rabbeinu spelled out the Aveir of Klai Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Rabbi Akiva Oimer. Rabbi Akiva has another Shita. He holds that the halacha is that you don't need to be Mefaret the Chet, because the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ashrei Nesui Pesha Kesui Chata'ah. This is a Pasuk that we made reference to before, and that is the idea that the Aveiros are supposed to remain covered. And therefore, a person doesn't need to spell it out. If I'm not mistaken, as I mentioned, we follow Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. However, according to Rabbi Akiva, Halacha, how do we find, what is Rabbi Akiva's explanation for the pirut of Moshe Rabbeinu, where he spelled out the Egel Azov? Elamashra, Amar Moshe, Vayaslam, El Azov, Kid Rabbi Yane, Dom Rabbi Yane, Amar Mesh, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ben Shalom, Kesev Azov, Shir Beislam Yisrael, Ad Sha'amru, Dai, Garam Lem Shiasal Elohezov.
Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu says, almost set up Klal Yisrael to sin. Obviously, Klal Yisrael had their own Bechira, but they were in a very, very tough spot because they had so much gold. And what happens is, Rabbosai, we need to remember this, and what happens is sometimes when we have too much gold, we end up using it for the wrong things. The Gemara now describes the actions of Moshe Rabbeinu and David vis-a-vis sin. Shnei parnasim tovim amdam liYisrael. There were two great leaders of Klal Yisrael that stood up for them in the time of sin. Moshe v'David. Moshe Amar. Moshe said in regards to Klal Yisrael's averis. And his averis as well. Yikasev serchuni. Write down my averis. Shenemar yan lo emantim bi. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you didn't trust me and you hit the rock. Yan lo emantim bi lektisheni. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote his Aveira in the Torah. David Omar, David said, Al Yikasev Sarchuni. David, on the other hand, said, please don't write down my Aveira because of the pasuk that we just mentioned before. Shenemar Ashrei Nasui Pesha Kisui Chata'a. So Moshe and David took two very different approaches vis-a-vis their Aveiras. Moshe Rabbeinu asked it to be recorded. David asked it to be covered. The Gemara gives a mashal for it. Mashal the mashal of David, l'ma David. What's it similar to? L'shtei nashim shalaku bebezdin. Two women received malchus in bezdin. Achas kilkala va'achas achla pagi shvius. One had been mamish mezana, and the other had done something that wasn't so chomer. She had eaten the fruits, the figs of Shemitah. Rashi explains that the Avera was a very, very subtle Avera. Not, God forbid, like a woman that was mezaneh, but the Torah says, V'ayis Shabbos ha'aretz lachem, la'achla, la'achla v'lo lehefsid, that you're supposed to eat the fruits and not allow them to be destroyed. Therefore, the halacha is that if you eat it before it becomes entirely ripe, you're in violation of lehefsid because you didn't wait for its ripeness. So, you have these two women, these two extremes. Amar lehen, v'ayis sha'achla pagi, she says to Bezin, please let everybody know. They're going to think I did a terrible aver, and really what I did was not so bad. Because they'll think maybe I was getting malchus for znus. So they bring Pagei Shvius and they hang it around her neck to show that was her Avera. She only got Malchus for Iske Shvius. In other words, they're Mepharsim to show it was a small Avera. So that's exactly what happened with Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu did a small Avera that he didn't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to hit the rock. So on that, he asked for his Avera to be publicized. In contrast to the Avera of David, which was a significant Avera, even though the Gemara in Shabbat says, Kol Omer Shadavid Chote Eino Elatoeh, nevertheless it was a large issue. However one understands it, therefore David HaMelech asked that not be publicized. The Gemara continues 5 lines from the bottom, that there are times that we're mefarsein the Averos of people. Mefarsimin es hachanofin mipnei chil Hashem. We are mefarsein, those people who are mechanfin. Now, mechanfin could sometimes mean people who try to praise others and give others gifts in order to find favor in their eyes. However, according to Rashi over here, it means people who are rishayim, who make themselves look like tzaddikim, because that is a terrible chil Hashem. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, v'shuv tzaddik mitzidko v'asavel v'nasati michshal lefanav. I will find the chayt galui, Rashi explains, in front of these fakers, so that everybody will know that what their real colors are. The Gemara, though, now quotes another brayse that says something amazing. Tshuvas hamuchlatin, the tshuva of the Rishayim, those who are machlit, who are 100% Rishayim, makeves haperanos, that holds back peranios. V'af al pi shenechtav alav gzardin. Even if that array, the gzardin, has been signed, if a Rasha Gemura does tshuva, so then in such a case that could change even a gzardin. Continues the Gemara, v'harishus, excuse me, I skipped a few words, shalvas Rishayim sofa takolav. And the opposite is true. If the Rishayim are not doing tshuva, but they are bishalva, then that will lead to a takala. Varishus
mikaberes es baaleha, and becoming part of the authorities, that causes a person to get kvura. In other words, it kills a person to rule. It's not something that we look for to rule. The Braisa continues now with Musar. Arum nuchnas la, we enter the world naked, v'arum yatzem menu. Uvilavai shete yitzia kabia. And halavai, the way we leave the world should be the way that we came in. In other words, that we came into the world without sin, that we should leave this world without sin as well. The Gemara continues. Rav kavanofik lemeidin dina. When Rav will leave his house to go to judge a din Torah, Amar Hachi, he said the following, B'tzavu nafshe liktala, nafik. He's going himself out to get killed. In other words, he's putting himself in risk. A dayan that does something wrong is putting himself on the line. Utzvu besa leisu avid. And he's not taking care of any of the needs of his house because he's not allowed to accept money. That would be shochad. V'reikon lebeisei azel, and he's going to return to his house empty-handed. Ulevai shetei bia ki yitzia, and halavai that he should return to his house without a chait, just like he did when he left to the Bezdin. In other words, going to Bezdin chas v'chalila could cause a tzaddik to sin. Rava had a similar type of expression. The Gemara continues on the last line on Pei Vav Mabez. Rava kavanafik ledina. Amar Achi, Rava, when he went to the Bezin, said the following, similar to what we saw Rav had said, "Bitzvu nafshe liktala nafik, utzveisa leis hu avid, v'reken labeisa azil, levai shetehe kibia ki yitzia." Now the Gemara makes a very important part of in regards to Gaiva. This is something, someone who is zochet to accolades of people, maybe it's not as chus and attention, then the Gemara says he has to be very careful. Many Mefarshim learn that this is going back to Rav. Then when Rav used to go with a crowd of people, in other words, crowds of people used to follow him, Omar, he would say, the Pasuk in Iov, Im yadu l'shamayim siyo v'rosha lo v'yagia, kegeliloi l'netzach yoivad ro'u, ro'av yomru, ayoy. Even if someone reaches the tops of the heavens, in other words, he becomes the most popular, the best, the most successful, at the end of the day, lanetzach yovad, then for eternity he's going to be lost. The world's going to forget about him eventually. And therefore, he should not feel too great about himself. So when Rav was getting all the accolades and attention, that's what he said to be able to put it into perspective. The Gemara now brings down other maisim of other Amoraim, Rav Zutra, Kavu Mekasvele Bishabsa Derigila, where they used to carry Rav Zutra on their shoulders on the Shabbos before the Regalim, when the Rabbanim used to darshan with the Halachas, Havi Omer, he would be Mechazik himself by saying the Pasuk Gemishle, Kiloi Lo'olam Choysen V'Nezer L'Dor V'Dor, that all the kavod doesn't last for very long, and it passes on. The next generation will be somebody else that they'll be mechabed. Period. Now that the Gemara has spoken about the significance of one's actions in this world and our fleeting time on this world, the Gemara now says that there is, though, also schar va'onish in this world. Gemara quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, se'es pnei rasha lo toiv. The pasuk continues, Lahatois tzadik b'mishpat. It's not good to favor the Pnei Rasha. What does that mean? Not good to favor them? So Gemara explains, that's a davar pasha. What's the pasuk trying to bring out? Lo tov lem l'rishayim shenoysim lem ponim ba'olam hazeh. It's not good for the Rishayim that they are able to raise up their faces in this world. In other words, that they think they're getting this world good, in the end they're going to pay for it upstairs. It also wasn't good for Achav that he got a lot of Olam Hazeh, that the Pasuk says, Yan ki nichna miponai lo avi haram biyamav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I won't bring him bad in this world, but because he didn't get punished in this world, in the end he got more punished more ba'olam haba. The Gemara now discusses the next part of the pasuk that we had mentioned in Mishle, that previously we just mentioned was Se'es Pnei Rasha Loitayv. The concluding part of the pasuk is Lahatay Tzadik B'Mishpat. It's not good for the Rishayim to bend justice and then to bend the Tzadik B'Mishpat. So the inverse is like this. Tov Lam LaTzadikim, what does it mean? In the end, it means that the tzaddikim, who their judgment is bent in this world, in other words, that they don't get so much good in this world, that they don't get a lot in this world because they'll get more in the next world. It's good for Moshe Rabbeinu that he didn't get a lot of good stuff in this world. Klal Yisrael was really difficult for Moshe. This is the pasuk before that Kadosh Baruch Hu says Moshe Rabbeinu didn't hit the rock, didn't talk to the rock, and therefore he couldn't come into Eretz Yisrael. That's a simple reading that he couldn't come to Eretz Yisrael. However, Chazal say Ha'ilu emantim bi adayin lo yigia zmanam lipoter min ha'olam. Because of that avera, so then you wouldn't have died altogether. Ilu emantim bi, you wouldn't have died so early, which seems to indicate that Moshe Rabbeinu's death was also due to the fact that he was due to do tshuva for a sin, and instead of punishing him in Olam Haba, that he needed some type of onesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu shortened his life so that his Olam Haba would be greater. Of course, this is a very common theme that sometimes tzaddik v'ralo is because Kadosh Baruch Hu, as the Gemara in Brachos describes, sometimes waiting to pay him back more in the next world. Another distinction between tzaddikim and rishayim, ashrayim letzaddikim, loy dayin shein zochen, elam shemizakin lebneim ulevnei v'neid. Tzaddikim, not only are they zocha ba'olam ha'emes, but they're also mezake their children and their grandchildren. Adsof kaladars, shekama bonim hayu loy la'aron, shiruyin lisarv kenadu v'aviv. Aaron had, the Dikduke Sofrim explains that this is a reference to many different Bnei Aaron Kohanim over the Doros that made mistakes, like the mistake of Nadav Aviyu, of doing an inappropriate avoda. So here, the pasuk says that they were atoned through the sreif of Nadav Aviyu. Shenema hanoisarim. The pasuk says, "Banim hanoisarim elo shamalem schus aviyim," and therefore they had a schus of Nadav and Aviyu, future Kohanim, that if they don't do the avoda properly, I'm looking here from the Nazir room in Yeshiva Kdosh and Ativ Aryeh, looking out to the Kosel HaMaravi, and on the left, the Avodas Beis HaMikdash Beis HaShem, there will be Kohanim that we're speaking to now, that will once again do the avoda Beis HaMikdash. Who knows if they're going to do every avoda properly? We hope that they're going to learn to be able to do, but nevertheless, how do we know for sure? So we don't. And the Schus of Nadav Aviyu stands for them. The Gemara continues five lines before the wide on Pezayin Amad Aleph. Oylem the Rishoyim lo dayin shemichayin v'natzma lo shemichayin lebneim ulubnei bneim atzov kol adoros. But the inverse is true as well, and that is that Rishoyim could cause pain and suffering for the children and grandchildren as well. Why? Harbe banim hayil aleknan. Knan had many children. Shuruyin lisamech, that they were so chashu, they deserved smicha. Ketevi Avdo Rebbe Gamliel, the famous Tevi, the Eved of Rebbe Gamliel, who was an Eved because of the knurs that Knan had received. And for that reason, Tevi wasn't able to reach that madrega due to the sin of his forefather. El Shechovas Avim Garmelen, the chiyuv of their father, caused the Bnei Knan to have punishment and difficulty simply due to their father's averus. Obviously, one needs to explain this Gemara from the context of the pasuk in Shmos, Vayisachesa lo alafim lo yavai l'shomrei mitzvayisai, that Kadosh Baruch Hu pays back tova for many, many generations. However, the pasuk continues, for averus, it's not so bad. Poiket avonavos abonim al b'nei b'nim al sheishim al ribeim, and not more than that. So the Marsha asks this question, how could it be that the descendants of Canaan will be punished for such a long period of time? The Marsha therefore suggests, quoted as suggesting, that when it comes to the case of Canaan, it wasn't that our Gemara is saying that he gets the onus of his forefather. That doesn't go more than three or four generations. However, the Yichus, the Halacha of Eved, that goes on forever. The Gemara continues on the last slide, last narrow line on Peg Zayin Amanav, Kol Mezakis HaRabim, Ein Chet Baal Yodo. This is a very, very important chizuk. And that is that if you do things to help the public, then you won't come to sin. It's almost impossible to do tshuva because you've caused so many sin of the public, then that's very hard to undo. What's the reason that he gets such a great reward? This is Gemara in the first wide line. It's good to be a Rebbe of good Talmidim. Because at the end of the day, I say this with a lot of feeling over here being in yeshiva in the old city. I know I have tremendous shortcomings, but I know that Baruch Hashem, I've been zeichet to learn with special Talmidim both here as well as abroad. And that itself is a schus for a Rebbe, because at the end of the day, it can't be that the Rebbe is going to be in Gehenim and the Talmidim in Gan Eden. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ki loy saz lev nafshoy nafshi l'sh'ol, lo sitei chasidcha liras shachas. And the same thing as well for someone who caused other to sin. That Shaloyehu began Eden with Talmidim began him. He can't be in Gan Eden with Talmidim began him. Shneemar, as the pasuk says, Adam Ashuk b'dam nefesh ad bar yonus al yismechu voy. We learned in our Mishnah, Oimer echtev ashuv echtev ashuv, that the person says, we learned earlier on, he says, I'll sin and then I'll do tshuva. I'll sin, I'll do tshuva. Again, this is recorded in our Mishnah on Daf Pehei on the base, that such an individual is not going to fare very well. Ema speaking b'yodah las tshuva, he won't be able to do enough tshuva. Lamali the Meimer echta v'ashuv echta v'ashuv, Trey Zimnis asks the Gemara, why did the Mishnah repeat it twice? Kidder Rav Huna. Because follow the opinion of Rav Huna Merav. Dam Rav Huna Merav, kimu shava adam avera. V'shana boy, if a person didn't avera, repeats it, hutra loy. It becomes like heter to him. Hutra lo sagadayte el nasis lo ke heter, becomes to him as if it's heter, as we learned previously on pei vav amud beis. So that's why it's repeated to emphasize this idea. It's going to come to him as if it's mutter. If a person says, echtem yom kippur mechaper, yom kippur mechaper, if he says, I'll sit and don't worry, yom kippur will atone, lema season like a Rebbe. We learned the shita of Rebbe a couple of days ago. On the bottom of Pehei Amabes, we had a discussion of Tosis Yishanim's take on Shitas Rebbe, where Rebbe says that Yom Kippurim alone is mechaper. Desanya Rebbe Yom Kolei Shabbatar Ben Yosef Chuv Ben Losef Chuv Yom Kippurim mechaper. And here we learned in our Mishnah, if someone says that I will have Yom Kippurim mechaper, then it's not. Afilu Teima Rebbe Agav Shani. Rebbe would say that if a person cheshboned out on his own, then he himself would agree that in such case Yom Kippurim will not be mechaper. However, if he didn't make cheshbonos, Rebbe holds Yom Kippurim is mechaper alone. We discussed from the Tosfos Yishanim at the bottom of Peyam Abayz that does not apply for the Madrega, even according to Rebbe of Tahara and Yom Kippurim. The only way a person could achieve Tahara is, of course, by doing Maisa Tshuva. We learn in our Mishnah, Averah Shebeinon Lamakam, Yom Kippurim is mechaper, in contrast to Averah Shebeinon Lachaver that require Ritzud. Ramin Le Rav Yosef Bar Chava Le Rebbe Avo. Averah Shebeinon Lachaver Ein Yom Kippurim mechaper. That Yom Kippurim will not atone. We said you need Ritzud, which means you have to ask your friend for forgiveness. Is that so? Is that what you need? Vaksiv, doesn't the Pasuk say, Im Yechti Ish L'Ishu Pilo Elokim? If a person sins from man to a fellow man, the Pasuk in Shmuel says HaKadosh Baruch Hu could forgive him. Man Elohim Dayana. No, it doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone will forgive him. It means the Dayanim will decide whether the appeasement was appropriate. Ask the Gemara, is that so? But what about the end of the Pasuk? Eim HaSeifa Vimla Shem Yechto Ish Mi Yispalal Lo. Could a person daven to him? So clearly, the Pasuk seems to say that we're talking about towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elohim was a reisha, yispal lo is a seifa. And it's the Gemara Hachikamer. Im yechta ish li'ish ufil lo Elohim. If man sinned against fellow man, and fil lo here means that he was mefayis him, and you put a comma before ufil lo. Im yechta ish li'ish ufil lo comma Elohim yimcha lo. Then Hashem will forgive him. Hashem yechta ish mi yispal lo ba'ado tshuva umaisim tovim. The only thing that will create pilul, which will create appeasement, is with tshuva and ma'isim tovim. So that's the right way of how to read the pasuk. Gemara continues 13 lines on the bottom. Pezayin yom enaf amri yitzal kal maknit es chaveru. Afil bedvarim tzarech lefaisa. Anybody that causes his friend pain, even simply by words, he should ask him. He needs to ask him for forgiveness. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Mishlei. B'niim arafta l'reyacha, talkata l'azar kapecha. That's one pasuk, and the pasuk continues, noikashta v'imrei ficha, nilkadada v'imrei ficha, if you were caught in the trap of your mouth, asei zoi seifoi b'ni v'inatzel kivasa v'chaf re'echa leich hisrapes urahav re'echa. Go and make up with your friend. Now the Gemara spells out that there are different ways that you could make up with your friend. One was described as basa bekaf re'echa. What does that mean? Shemamin yesh biyadcha hater lo pisas yad. If there you have his money, then give something back into his hand. Vimlav herbe alav reim. If it was not a case of where you had taken money, but you had hurt him through words, so then in such a case, appease him so he will forgive you. Vamar Rav Chizra taught, Tzarech lefaisa b'shalosh shuros shel shlosha b'nei adam. The way in which you have to approach him is three different instances with three people to come and to show, even if he rebuffs you once, come with a new set of people. Bringing people seems to add chashivos to the bakasha. You're not just stam coming. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Iyov, Yeshar al anoshim vayomer chatosi v'yeshar avesi v'lo shaveli. Since the pasuk says twice chatosi v'yeshar avesi, mashma that even if the first time two times don't work, you still go back to him. Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, kol mevakesh, mato mechaveroi. Mato is a word for mechila. Whoever asks mechila from his friend, al yivakesh meni yosef mishalish pami. Shenemar, he quotes another pasuk that you're only supposed to ask three times. This pasuk is from Bereshis, when the brothers ask for forgiveness. They say, ana sana pesha achecha lechatasam, kira gimalucha. Ana is one, sana two, v'ata sana is three. V'meis, and if the person has already died, maybe asar b'nei adam, then he has to bring 10 people, not three, but 10, umamid malkivra, and they stand on his burial place. V'oimer chatasi l'ashem l'keis v'l'ploni, shechavalti boy. I am asking forgiveness because I attacked him. Imir Tzashem for the daf and the halacha, particularly the halacha part from the daf, we will stop Neder on this lashon shechavalti bo, that I wronged him in terms of attacking him. The Gemara continues eight lines from the Brahman. Rabbi Yirmiyah havelei milsa leRabbi Abba behedya. Rabbi Yirmiyah had some taina against Rabbi Yirmiyah that had done something wrong. In other words, Rabbi Yirmiyah had wronged Rabbi Abba. So Rabbi Yirmiyah went to Rabbi Abba. Azul esiv adesha de Rabbi Abba. He went and he sat on the opening of the house of Rabbi Abba, Bahadi Dishadya, Amsemaya, at the time that the Shivcha of Rabbi Abba poured out the water, Mati Zarzife de Maya Resha, there were drops that fell on the head of Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah commented the following, Amra Suni Ka'ashpa, I've been now turned into a garbage. Kara Nafsheni quoted about in Pasuk, is Pasuk Mi Ashpos, Yoram Evion. From the depths of the garbage, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should raise up the poor person. Shabar Rabbi Abba v'nafik lape. Rabbi Abba went outside. Amar Lei. Rabbi Yirmiyah said to Rabbi Yirmiyah, up until now, the halacha was that you had to ask me forgiveness. Now the tables have been turned. Hashe sarchina l'mifik adatach. Now I have to go appease you. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, lechis rapes urahave necha. And we mentioned before that that refers to appeasing one's friend. So the tables are now turned. The Gemara gives another example. 5 lines from the bottom. On pei zayin amal, Rabbi Zeira kavitzle milsa b'hadi inshi. Rabbi Zeira, if he did something wrong to a person, have a chalif v'tani l'kame. He would go back to him 2 or 3 times to ask him for forgiveness. Umam tzile. And he would present himself to the person. Kecha d'nesi v'nefik le midaita. In order that the person would ask for mechila. In other words, Rabbi Zeira, when he was wronged by somebody, might have misrepresented it the first time I translated, when he was wronged by somebody, he would make sure to be around that person, so the person would ask him mechila. Thereby, he would help the individual by reminding him that he had wronged Rabbi Zeira, and Rabbi Zeira, by being around him, would ultimately help the person out because he would end up asking him for mechila. Rav Avile Milsa Bahadi Ahu Tabcha. Rav had a disagreement with a butcher who had wronged him. Lo asa l'kamei b'mala yom tikipura. And the butcher didn't come to ask Rav Mechila on the night of Yom Kippur. Amar, so you know what Rav decided to do? Iwazal, analefayis lei. I will go to be mefayis him. Mefarshim are bothered. Why is he going? So some suggest because now Rav was concerned maybe I was the one who had wronged him. So then he decided to go to be mefayis him. Pagabe Ravuna. Ravuna met him. Amalei lehecha kazal, where are you going? Lehecha kazal mar. Amalei lepiyus elepanyim. Task of forgiveness. Amar, azal abba. L'mikdal nafsha, you're going and you're going to kill him. In other words, he's going to get punished that he didn't come to you. Also, v'kami lave. So Rav did go, nevertheless, and he stood next to him. Havayasi v'kapali reisha. The butcher was sitting and breaking the bones of the head of an animal. Dal einei v'chazir. He picked up his eyes and he saw Rav. Amalei abba at zil. Leisli milsli be'adach. You're Rav. I don't want to have anything to do with you. Bahadi de kapali reisha yishtamet garbe umachi bekovi katli. That moment, the bones of the animal split off as he was breaking the bones and it hit his head and killed him. Rav have a pasuk sidra kamei de Rebbe. Rav had another story. He was reading Parsha of Nevi'im in front of Rebbe. Ayil also Rebbe Chia. So when Rav was learning with Rebbe, he saw Rebbe Chia came in, and he thought that Rebbe Chia wanted to start from the beginning of the parsha. So he went back to the beginning of the parsha. Ayil bar kapara adle reishi. Bar kapara came in, so he started again. Rav moved the pages back and they started from the beginning of the parsha. Asur Reb Shimon bar Rebbe adle reishi. Asur Chinina bar Chama. Amar kule hai neheder v'nazel. So many times to go back after all these times. Think about how many times Rav had gone back to the beginning. He says, that's it. We're continuing where we left off. Ikbid Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina was makbid on Rav that he didn't go back to the beginning because of him. Also, Rav lagabe tleisim al yom de kippuri v'lo yifayis. And Rav went in for 12 yom kippurim. And nevertheless, Rabbi Chanina would not forgive him. Gemara asks, is Rabbi Chanina doing something appropriate? V'heich yavid achi, how could Rabbi Chanina do this? V'am Rabbi Yosef Chanina kol mevakesh moto mechaver, someone asks forgiveness from his friend, al yivakesh meni yosef mishalosh pa'amim. So not only does it seem Rabbi Chanina was wrong, but why did Rav do it more than three times? You're only supposed to do it three times. Rav Shani. Rav was different. He was machmer himself, but me'ikra d'dina, you only have to do it three times. Now the Gemara asks on Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina, hey, chayavid achi, akur Rabbi Chanina, do it, amar rava, kol amarvi al midois, and marvin loyal kol b'shav, that you should be mevat there, you should be meichel, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive you all of your aveirs. Rabbi Chanina was a gavra gadol. So why was he not mochel Rav? El Rabbi Chanina, chol mechazilei. Rabbi Chanina had this fascinating cheshbon. Rabbi Chanina had a dream. Chazalei the Rav, he saw Rav in dream. Diskafua bedikla, that Rav was hanging on a date tree. Ugmire they called this kafua bedikla rei shehavit. And we have a rule that if someone's hanging on a date tree, that means that he's going to become great, and he's going to become a Rosh Yeshiva. Amar shma mina aboy lemever reshusa, that he's supposed to become Rosh Yeshiva. Now, if I'm going to forgive him, so then I might die the moment he receives that forgiveness. V'loi pious, and I will not forgive him. Ke'echad is lezav v'ligomer araisa be'bavel. Then therefore he'll run away and go learn in Bavel. It'll be a Rosh Yeshiva there, and I won't have to die due to this requirement. An absolutely fascinating Gemara. We're going to stop over here today's daf on the first quarter of Pezayin Amabez, because tomorrow's daf, Bezer Hashem, our Siyum in Maseches Yuma, is going to be on daf Peches, so it's appropriate to end today's daf a little bit early, and Bezer Hashem, tomorrow we're going to pick up with the new halachas of Mitzvahs Vidui on Erev Yom HaKippurim and other halachas of Vidui, as we've now concluded the basic and beautiful Agadatos of Tshuva. I hope also later, Bezer Hashem, to post a separate posting of Halacha from the Daily Daf.